Now, these statistics are related to this year as opposed to 2019?
That's exactly right. We worked with the folks at Vizient to analyze data for hospitals all across the country, and the evidence couldn't be more clear that hospitalized patients this year were on average 30% more likely to survive their hospitalization than we would expect based on how sick they are. And that goes all the way back comparing to 2019. You know, when you project those data across the entire country, that is a city, the population size of Durham, North Carolina, like 300,000 people who survived over the past year. And back in 2019, they would have passed away given how sick they were.
Doctor, this is an interesting statistic because we know that with the pandemic starting in 2020, hospitals were basically under siege. It was a crisis situation in our nation's hospitals. Did we learn lessons during the pandemic that have helped us now?
I was the chief medical officer of WakeMed throughout the pandemic, and so I saw it right there at the front lines firsthand. And I can tell you that the level of commitment to both innovation and driving improvement never went away. And while you're exactly right, the pandemic stretched our entire country in ways that we couldn't possibly have expected. What these evidence show is that even through that long, hard fight, the drive to improve and the trend of improvement continued, and that continues through today.
Now, have the number of cases that you're dealing with, have they continued to increase over this 5 or 6 year period too?
Sure they have. Not only are hospitals caring for more patients today than they were back in 2019, but those patients are actually even sicker. And that's a trend that we go all the way back before the pandemic. Obviously, there was a moment there where we had very, very, very sick patients. But that started to come back down, and the truth is actually it's now started to go back up.
Now, Dr. DiRienzo, I know that one of the things that we've heard about for years is patients, when they're hospitalized, developing staph infections and other infections. Is this one of the things that has improved the number of infections going down?
Oh, we looked at more than just that risk of death and the chance that patients can survive hospitalizations. We looked at central line infections. We looked at other kinds of infections. Those have improved as well. But it's not just about treating illness. We also looked at preventative screening. And if you go back to the kinds of cancer screenings like breast cancer and colon cancer screenings that can help people from getting sick, those are substantially up. Both of those screenings have nearly doubled since we started measuring that in 2019.
Has the quality of those screenings in itself improved because of new technology?
There's been new technology, there's been changes in guidelines, but there's also been a substantial effort to increase access. And I think that's a key message. Look, these results aren't a victory lap. Hospitals aren't saying, yay, we're done. We're never done. It's always a drive to improve, and that means not only improving the kind of care we give with new innovations and technology, but also trying to expand our reach, especially into areas that are rural and underserved.
Now, you mentioned expanding that reach into those rural areas. Has telemedicine been a big factor in that?
I get to spend every week on the road somewhere in this country, and I have seen telemedicine used to help project subspecialist expertise, the kind of thing that some folks up in the Dakotas would have had to drive 7 hours to be able to see in the past. Now they can hop on a screen, click a button, and they get to talk with a subspecialist. We are, again, so lucky in where we live in North Carolina, in the Raleigh area, to have outstanding health systems all within a short drive. That's not true in most of America. And so telemedicine being used to help folks access the kind of care that we're just used to having right outside our doorstep.
And as we look ahead, do you see this trend continuing?
I do, and Tony, here's why. Again, while I live in the Raleigh area, I spend every week somewhere on the road. And this twin engine effort, the drive to improve and to innovate, is everywhere. Again, we have wonderful hospitals all across the triangle, but I'll use WakeMed as an example. For the last 4 years, they have driven the rate of severe bleeding after childbirth down year after year after year after year. Bleeding after childbirth is one of the risks of moms dying during labor and delivery. And so it's not a small thing to say their efforts, which they've talked about in other media, their efforts have led to that rate continually going down. And when when you see that kind of an improvement with folks that are doing similar work at other hospitals around the country and other work. Those are bricks that just build one upon the other that leads to this foundation of ongoing improvement.
Well, it's great news, and we hopefully will see this continuing as well. Dr. DiRienzo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.